Welcome to the Run Alive Intervals. These are short form check-ins with people who have inspiring stories or are making a difference in the world of running. They'll come out midweek every week to complement the other episodes that we have on the podcast.
So I am Steph. I am a distance runner. I also co-host another podcast, 5 Miles Easy, and I work in finance as well.
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Run Life podcast. The question we ask everyone is, what makes you come alive?
What makes me come alive? So a lot of my life revolves around running and I love talking about running. But I think the thing that really brings it all to life is actually just being able to go out for a run with other people. And it's just having those things in common, no matter the ability of that other person. You know, I love going for a run with someone that might be way slower than me, or like if they are way faster than me. Everyone has a different background, and just being able to kind of share that joy and being out for a run with them and being able to chat and in the outdoors, that really is just like, you know, time just flies in that, in those instances. And yeah, I really definitely feel my most alive when I can kind of share my love for running with someone else whilst we are running.
Oh, that's really cool. And there's something about this sort of just the togetherness of being a runner, and no matter what level you're at, and, you know, kind of shared experience, isn't there, that, like, you know, just makes that click. And we discovered before recording that we live like literally around the corner from each other. So we should have been doing this in person, but we are definitely going to go for a run together at Richmond Park. That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always in Richmond Park. So yeah, next time, definitely let me know.
tell us about your running. Have you always been a runner, or is, what's the story behind that?
I started, in quotes, distance running probably when I was about 13, 14 years old. I'd always been really sporty at school. So all through primary school, I just wanted to be on every sports team. And at my primary school, there was no cross-country running or distance running. We only had sports day or athletics where we would maybe do sprints. So I always just saw myself as like a fast runner and a sporty person. And I thought, I'm quite fast, I'm good at sprinting. So I actually joined an athletics club when I was in year seven, so 11, 12 years old, and I was training for 100 meters and 200 meters, which when I look back at now, it's just, that's so funny to me, because the difference in distances that I do now is just like the most furthest end of the spectrum. So yeah, I started at that. And then it was probably a couple years after that that I found that I did actually have more endurance, and that was after I trained as a ball girl for Queens when I was about 13, which was a really cool experience. But I think the training for that actually just got me really fit, like a different type of fitness. You know, I could do those short, sharp bursts that I needed for netball, tennis, those sort of sports, but I never could hold something for a long time. And I think the training for as being a ball girl, because I was one of the ball girls that at the net, like running across the court to get the ball, it was very nonstop. And I think I just got really fit from that. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to try out for the cross country team in year nine, I think, and discovered, actually, you know what, I'm quite good at this. And you do the local schools races. And then I kind of got into the Surrey schools and all of that. And it just went from there. I did a lot of running with my dad at that stage, and we do park run. And then I started getting a bit too fast for him. So he was like, right, you need to go to an athletics club where someone could actually look after you and get you a bit better. So yeah, it was probably when I was about 15, I joined an athletics club again, but for very different sprints, you know, doing middle distance stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, just took it from there, really.
Oh, well, it's totally snowballed from there, from like, you know, something that, you know, starting off at like sprinting and then middle distance. And then, you know, you've run some incredibly fast marathons, but you've just done your first ultra. Why did you do an ultra? What was it that kind of lured you down there? Me personally, I'm still very motivated by running fast at the marathon distance. Going any further than that, no, like that's it. But you've gone and done it, and not only that, but you did an incredible. You ran two oceans and you came 10th, so you absolutely smashed it. But what lures you in about that race in particular?
Yeah, it is an interesting one because I'm still someone that wants to run fast over the marathon as well, and I did my first marathon 5 years ago, and since then I've kind of been constantly marathon training. You know, it's been like do a marathon, recover from that, maybe do a bit in between, but being focused on what's the next marathon. And even though I've loved training for marathons, it's definitely, yeah, the training for marathons, I just love a marathon block so much. Those long, grueling sessions are my absolute favorite. And I just think I started getting a bit frustrated because I haven't had a marathon yet that's, I say, gone my way. Obviously, there are so many variables in a marathon, and you kind of go into the race knowing what you're capable of, and you have a race plan, and you know everything has to go right on the day for it to be executed exactly how you want it. And I've just not quite had that yet. And I, you know, have a lot of unfinished business, but I know one of the things I'm good at is being able to hold a pace for a long time. And I'm a very high mileage runner. And I just kind of thought, you know what, I'm probably putting a bit too much pressure on myself to just perfect the marathon. And maybe I just need to focus on something else for a bit and then come back to it. So that in my head, it's not me putting my whole identity on being a marathon runner. I'm actually, you know what, I can be good at other things. So yeah, I'd been to Cape Town for the first time about a year and a half ago and absolutely loved it. Knew I was going to come back in January this year with the idea that potentially I'd be entering Two Oceans. And a lot of people, because Two Oceans race is in Cape Town, a lot of people there that I was training with, they're doing the race as well. So they did convince me, and I thought, you know what, that'll be a really cool race because for people that haven't been to Cape Town, it's the most beautiful place to train. And it's a hilly race, but I think you're kind of distracted by the views as well. So I just thought for me to do my first ultra, it's 56K or 35 miles, which is not, well, yes, it's far, but it's not ridiculous in the ultra world. So I thought that's probably a good one for me to start with and see if I like it.
Yeah.
And for the first time in years, I'd actually been really excited for a race, which sounds strange, but what I realized is for the last few marathons, because I was like, oh, you know what, I know I'm capable of X time for a marathon, I really want to achieve that. It was kind of taking the enjoyment out of the race itself, despite loving the training. So me then entering a race that I was actually really excited for, I was like, you know what, this is actually what it's about. I need to make sure that I'm always kind of focusing on things that really excite me, because that almost takes away some of that pressure of performing, because you're focusing more on a more process than outcome, I'd say. So yeah, that was the reason I chose doing an ultra, in the hope that I'd enjoy it, which I did. And yeah, I need to work out what's next now, but definitely have unfinished business over the marathon.
Oh, there's such good learning there though, because we can get sucked in, can't we, to like this. I mean, running is ultimately, it's something that we do for fun, right? And most of us do for fun. And it should be fun. But it is easy to get sucked into, you know, just focusing on outcomes or, as you said, unfinished business. I feel a little bit like that as well on the marathon at the moment, and lose that enjoyment. And so it's so good to hear that you kind of broke that cycle and found a way to just, you know, kind of reconnect with the joy behind it.
Yeah.
So changing tack a little bit, tell us a little bit about the podcast, because, you know, I you said talking about running, community, running with people, that's what really makes you come alive to start off with. And you and Rose you start the 5 Mile Easy podcast, and by the way, we should say congratulations to Rose for being selected for the Olympics. That's awesome news. Really looking forward to hearing about how she prepares for it, but also seeing how she goes on the day. That's awesome. But What's the why behind that podcast? What's unique about it? Why did you guys decide to start it?
Yeah, it was probably about a year ago, actually, that we first had the conversation. I just threw it out there. You know, how Rose and I met, we were in the same training group initially. We're with separate coaches now. And we became friends from there. And so we would just go on our easy runs together, go get coffee. And it was just thrown into conversation that I was like, I'd love to start a podcast, you know, because I listen to a lot of running podcasts and other podcasts. And I was like, you know what, it would be really cool to have a platform where I feel like I've had so many years of running where sometimes you hear things and sometimes I just want to be able to get my voice out there to give my take on that or share my experience on something. And that was kind of why I wanted to start one. And I mentioned it to her and she was like, you know what, I've been toying around with, you know, maybe starting a YouTube channel or a podcast, but I really wanted to do it with someone else. So, and I was like, well, should we do this together then and see what happens? So it took a little while for us to kind of come up with the ideas and like come up with the name as well. And, you know, what we wanted from it and what we were going to use it for. So I guess for us, you know, to female runners, I don't think there are that many podcasts out there where you just have female hosts in the running space anyway. And I think we wanted to kind of have it where we would share our own personal running journeys. So Rose being a full-time professional marathon runner, that's a really cool perspective to have where we kind of catch up each week on how that's going, but then it differing from me, kind of, you know, balancing running with work and, you know, we're not focusing on the same thing. So we do have different perspectives and we've had different bumps in the road, etc. So just sort of sharing that quite openly. And then as well as that, we wanted it to be a platform where we could have a variety of guests that range from professional athletes to, you know, very inspirational people that have a cool story to tell, and specialists in different fields, you know, where it be a physio or a psychologist or someone like that, where, you know, it's actually really educating the listeners as well. So just having that platform to share knowledge and inspire people. And, you know, if they're listening on their run or, you know, listening at another time, but it's inspiring them and their own training or they're picking up tips of what could help them in their own lives, then I think that was kind of what we wanted to be able to do. And yeah, so the first episode came out last August and it's been a really cool journey since then. We've both loved it and hope we can continue for a long time to come. But I think, as you said, me enjoying the kind of community aspect of running, that's kind of the next step for us as well, is being able to, you know, contact our community, you know, who are our listeners, get to know them more and build that community around the podcast. And that would be a really cool next step for us, just to expand it a bit beyond just recording episodes.
That sounds cool. We've been trying to play with that a little bit as well and work out what that means and how, you know, how you can connect with people. And it's, for me, it's one of the most rewarding things when someone says to you, oh, I listened to that episode and, you know, learned this, or, you know, was inspired by that. And trying to build that like feedback loop and community piece is a key bit for us on our podcast.
I think when you're recording, you don't realize people are listening. I don't really think about it and it's been really cool recently. I have had people come up to me who I don't know and they say, oh, I listen every week. And I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, that's really cool to know, because I know, you know, we can see the figures of how many listeners we get, which, so I know people are listening, but you don't know who they are. So it's nice to, you know, meet people in person that genuinely do listen. I think that's really cool.
Cool. Finally, I'll let you go in a sec, but what we always love to sort of draw out a learning from these chats, and you know, the behind the Run Life podcast is this idea that, you know, running, there's something in running that teaches us that we can apply to life. So if you could put your finger on one thing, what would it be? What one thing has running taught you, that, you know, taught you about life or taught you that you can use in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's so cliche where people say running's a metaphor for life, but it is so true, isn't it? I think running is definitely a roller coaster. You face really hard days, and then you have days where you remind yourself how much you love it. And I do think overcoming those really hard times in running just does help for everyday life, because you can just remind yourself on a hard day, you know, like, I've gone through some tough times and I know it's not going to last forever. And I'm going to get through it. And so I think, yeah, just a reminder that you can get through really hard things. And also, I do think running gives me perspective on life as well, where I might be stressed at a situation that's work related, but then just kind of bringing yourself back and reminding yourself what's really important to you. You know, you can kind of put work into perspective sometimes, that, you know, it's not everything, and just reminding yourself what really matters. So yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Steph. Just finally, how can people find out more about you and about the podcast?
Yeah, so the podcast 5 Miles Easy is just on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We film them as well, so they're on YouTube, so you can just search 5 Miles Easy. And we're on Instagram as well, so at 5 Miles Easy, and it's the number 5. And then for me, yeah, I'm on Instagram at Steph McCall. Also on Strava as well, if that's of interest.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time, Steph. It's been brilliant to catch up with you. Thank you so much for listening to the Run Alive Intervals. Please give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. And don't forget to connect with us on Strava. You can follow us on our Strava Club or on any of the other social media platforms. You can find all the links on our website or in the show notes.